out.
After we left the horse cavalry, we formed the 10th Armored Division. From the 10th Armored Division, we went on to the Tennessee maneuvers. Then we came back to Fort Benning, and we was busted away from the 10th Armored Division to the 712 Tank Battalion. From there, we went to Camp Gordon. Then we went to...
Now, at what point did you become a driver?
That's a good... You want a good story there. When I was a horseshoer back in the cavalry, we had a stable sergeant. His name was Sweeney.
Sweeney, I've heard the name, yes.
Yeah. All right. It came one... We were way down here, probably a half a mile from the barracks. And the only way you could get a pass to go into town was to be in uniform. Well, the stable gang, they got to eat breakfast at 5 in the morning, 11 o'clock at noon, and 5 o'clock in the evening. And then an hour later, the company came. Well, this was one Saturday noon. We came up and ate dinner, and I went into the quarters, or orderly room, that's what I want to say, to get a pass to go to town. This Percy Bauer and I wanted to come to town and buy a car. Well, Sergeant Chin was on charge of quarters, and him and I was razzing, going at each other. Chin says, well, you know you got to be in uniform. I says, Sergeant Chin, how can I get down there and get in uniform and come back up and get a pass before the rest of the company comes in and get their passes? Well, he was going, we were just having a lot of fun. Well, in walked, when we first went in, Sergeant Gaines was our first sergeant, who was a heck of a good man. Anyway, after he left, after the Pearl Harbor, and he left, he went to OCS school and became a captain in the MP. But anyway, a Sergeant Mosley took over, who had been back to Fort Riley, Kansas, to an officer's quarter school, got to be first sergeant. Now, Mosley walked in the orderly room while Chin and I was at, and he just says, you know the orders around here. And him and I kind of, and I hauled off and hit him once. Well, the next day, it was PFC Robert E. Anderson busted to the gate of a PFC 3rd Class Specialist Robert E. Anderson was busted to the grade of a PFC, returned to troop duty. In other words, I was kicked out of the stable gang and sent back to up there. Well, then it wasn't but about a week later.
Now, wait a minute, you hit him? You had a
problem? Yeah, I hit him. No, I was mad. I'll give it wrong, so I was mad. So anyway, about a week later, he was shipped out, and this Sergeant Cini, who was the stable sergeant, next in rank, he got to be first sergeant, so I got to go back down to the stable. Of course, we was known as Cini's boys. Well, anyway, everybody that was down in the stable gang, Cini went with us to the 10th Armored Division, and everybody that was down in the stable gang, they got to be tank drivers. So that's how we did. Bauer, Bynum, O'Connor, Tibbetts, all of us got to be tank drivers. And of course, a tank driver, they didn't have to stand guard duty or do KP. They had to take care of their tank. So we and then we were known as Cini's boys.
Now, your rank as a tank driver was a corporal, was
no,
it?
No, my rank, see, I drove what they called the three, I was in the 3rd platoon and drove the 3rd tank. The one that was in the 3rd, each platoon that drove the number one tank, they drove the company, the lieutenant. I drove the staff sergeant's tank.